Welcome to Home Organizing for Beginners. I'm Tammy, your home organizing educator. How many times have you stopped at a store, saw some really nice baskets or bins, and all of a sudden had motivation to get organized? Literally, this is where I think we all start. My daughter, without any prior discussion years ago, asked if we could buy these specific baskets so that, and I quote, "I can organize my bedroom, Mom." How is it that buying baskets or bins will result in an organized bedroom? When we actually stop and think about it, we realize that the baskets and bins would look nice, but we have no idea if they fit the space or what we would even store in them. And this is why so many of us wind up on the hamster wheel of home organizing, where we have to organize the same spaces over and over and over again. The strategy we'll talk about today is the strategy that most people think of when they think of getting organized, but with a little bit of a twist. As someone who is or feels like they're just starting their home organizing journey, you want to be set up for lasting home organizing solutions, right? In order to make that happen, you'll have to do something different than you've done before or what society tells us. Instead of starting with cute bins and resolving to just get rid of everything, you can shift your focus when you organize. In this episode, I'll share with you what it means to organize, why it's important, and how to organize so that you can set yourself up for success and ultimately get off the hamster wheel of home organizing. What does it mean to organize? It's pretty basic, really. It's putting your stuff away so that it's where you need it when you need it. Obviously, it's way more complicated than that. Otherwise, nobody would actually need help getting organized. The complexity comes in for a variety of reasons. Most obvious, it's that we live with other people, or we may have more stuff than space. We may be super busy. But here's what I think is the biggest issue. Our society tells us that to be organized is to make things look nice. Organizing is not about making it look pretty. Now stick with me on this, please. I want things to look nice and I want things to be clean and tidy and orderly. But I think when we start here, it really puts our mind in the wrong place. So remember, to organize is to put your stuff away so that it's where you need it when you need it. To make that happen, you have to focus on the function of the space and the things you're organizing. You can think about it this way. When you organize, you focus on the function over the fashion. When you focus on the function over the fashion, and this is why it's important, you are setting in place something that is sustainable. Let me use an example. When I would come home from work, I'd have one kid on my hip, the other two pulling at me, asking me, "What's for dinner, Mom? What's for dinner?" I'd have a diaper bag on my arm, and I'd have to take my shoes off before going into the house, right? So is it functional to set everything down, sit down on the bench, take my shoes off, pull the shoe bin out of the shelf, place my shoes into the bin, then slide the bin back into the shelf? Or is it more realistic and functional to think that I'm going to hold everything in my arms, kick my shoes off, and walk into the house with the kid still on my hip, the diaper bag still on my shoulder, and the two other ones asking me what's for dinner? So this just means I'm thinking through how I function in the space. Reality dictates that I should have an easy way to store my shoes where I can simply kick them off, right? Though it's not pretty to have a pile of shoes under the bench, it is functional and it is organized. Do you see the difference? Yes, of course the shoe bins are going to look better. They're going to look more organized. But if you wind up kicking your shoes off in front of the bins, is that more organized? No, it's really not. It is not functional, nor is it organized. It might even be a tripping hazard. So I've shared with you what it means to organize and why it's important to think about it different than what society tells us. Now let's look at how to organize so that you can set yourself up for success and ultimately get off the hamster wheel of home organizing. These are the things to consider when you're placing your stuff into a space. How does the space actually function today? Not how you want it to function in the future, but how does it function today? This is your starting point. You can always improve it from this point. You can always make it look pretty later. Once you have something in place that works with you, with your natural tendencies, then you have a solid foundation to build on. You can require more stringent things later, like having your kids put their shoes into a bin once they're older and more capable of making it happen. You can even require that of yourself when you have more time or you're not carrying a kid on your hip. You're also going to consider who else uses the space. They need to be a part of the organizing process as well. How do they function in the space? Next, think through the flow of things that are coming into the space and going out of the space. If you have paperwork that flows into your house, where does it naturally flow to? If you have your office down in the basement and that's where you want to process your paperwork and you want to sort through all the mail, you probably are going to have a spot where you naturally walk into the house, where that mail can get placed in the heat of the moment. That's a way I like to think about it too, is what are you actually going to do in the heat of the moment? Let's say in your office you have a stapler and you're like, well, I don't really use my stapler that often. I don't think I'm going to have it sitting on my desktop. Instead, I'm going to have it in a desk drawer. In reality, are you going to grab the stapler out of the drawer, use it, and put it back into the drawer? That seems like a pretty simple thing, so maybe you will do it. But if reality dictates that you use that stapler a lot, maybe you want to set it on your desk. Okay, does that make sense? So align how you organize with your natural tendencies, what you tend to do normally in the heat of the moment. There is more to organizing than making it look nice for the time that you organize a space. Instead, you want to be able to keep it organized. Making yourself change the way you do things, the way you function and think, is what will keep you on that hamster wheel of home organizing. Instead, focus on the function over fashion. Do what comes naturally. You can dive deeper into organizing by focusing on the function with me by your side. Sign up for the Secrets to Lasting Home Organization at www.homeorganizingforbeginners.com. Join me next week as we dive into Strategy 8, Sustain. This is the final strategy in this series about how to get organized and stay organized. Thanks so much and have a great day. I hope we have the opportunity to get to know each other better.